Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Psalm 100. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness to all generations.
For some believers, Sunday morning often goes something like this. Oversleep because the weekend's late-night fun wasn't compatible with Sunday's early morning responsibilities. Jump out of bed and shower. Make sure everyone's up. Let the pets out and scarf down breakfast. Herd the family into the car. Screech into the church parking lot. Run through the front doors of the sanctuary. Plop down in a pew. Open a hymnal. Sing some songs. Hear a sermon. Leave church to go home and take a nap. Does this sound familiar? There's obviously something wrong with the scenario. Where's the worship? Sure, this family made it to the service, but praise and study of the Word was just something on their list of activities. There was no room for an encounter with God, because the time of worship seemed to be an interruption of their Sunday, not the focus of it. Psalm 100 verse 4 tells us to enter his courtyards with praise. Does this characterize your experience of worship each week? As we head into the weekend, don't let the Sunday rush become a problem. How can you plan ahead and prepare your heart, mind, and family to meet the King of Kings? Remember, worship is not something you have to do. It's something you get to do.